We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Tuesday morning in 27 degrees with a gusty northwest wind. Former Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell could be on the hook for potentially thousands of dollars in civil fines if an ethics panel this week finds he violated state campaign finance law. A complaint shows O'Donnell faces 9 counts of campaign finance violations for allegedly funneling money from his campaign accounts to his personal checking account and to 4 friends he fraudulently reported as campaign workers. The Wichita Eagle reports the Kansas Governmental Ethics Commission has scheduled a hearing Wednesday in Topeka.
Governors are looking to draw back COVID-19 restrictions as case numbers continue decreasing nationwide. Fox's Alex Hogan reports.
Here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says declining cases mean that state restrictions could soon ease. And across the country, in California, the state lifting its stay-at-home orders. Demand for ICU beds decreasing in California, the state scaling back on the lockdown that went into effect in December. Meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom faces another challenge, a campaign to remove him. Organizers say they collected more than 1 million of the 1.5 million signatures needed for a statewide ballot recall. Activists say they're angry about pandemic restrictions as well as raging cases of COVID-19. As the vaccine effort continues around the world, the EU calling out AstraZeneca for delivery delays.
Johns Hopkins University reports that the U.S. has more than 25 million confirmed cases of COVID-19.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News he has hopes that health officials will soon get the upper hand on COVID-19.
We can get back to normal. I think a little, it's going to take some time, but we're closer now than we have been, and I am optimistic that at the very least we're going to see less folks dying, less folks hospitalized in the next month or so.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she wants to move the state's tourism division into the Department of Commerce.
The tourism division is currently part of the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. During a news briefing, Lieutenant Governor and former Commerce Secretary David Tolan says the change could help the state market its destinations.
This is a good government, common sense move that is really being pushed by the industry. We know that the hospitality industry in our state has been hit extraordinarily hard.
The change would become effective July 1st if the Kansas legislature does not object. The tourism division would then be part of the business development area of the Department of Commerce. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall from Kansas have declared support for legislation authorizing the continuation of construction on the Keystone XL pipeline after President Joe Biden revoked a federal permit for a project designed to speed movement of crude oil from Canada to a key hub in Nebraska.
The Kansas Republicans joined several GOP Senate colleagues to sponsor a bill allowing the pipeline expansion to move ahead. Canceling the Keystone XL pipeline will cost our country thousands of jobs, raise energy prices, and make us more dependent on foreign countries to supply our energy, Moran said. At a time when our economy and communities are hurting due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we should be focusing on sending people back to work, not taking their jobs away. Marshall said that Biden's revocation of the construction permit would derail a project tied to 11,000 jobs. He said the action would eventually increase the price of gasoline at the pump and crush our energy industry. Over the years, Marshall said, the Keystone XL pipeline has undergone extensive environmental and safety studies that have been verified, tested, and approved by both the courts and independent groups.
Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert reporting.
A viral stunt encourages folks to bet on 2024 presidential candidates.
The company Mischief purchasing a slew of domains it believes could be used for potential 2024 presidential candidates, offering folks the chance to buy one of the 100 shares of each to get a cut of the profits when it resells them. In the year, 2024.com includes sites electwest.com for a potential Kanye West run, Mike Pence, numerical 4, president.com, alluding to a campaign for the former vice president, and electdwaynejohnson.com for the wrestler turned actor. The domain squatting seemingly paying off. Reps claim they've sold out of all shares for dozens of sites. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday we had all rain in south central Kansas. Tonight, though, we will get a chance of snow. Clouding up with temperatures likely in the upper 20s around lunchtime, 32 for the high this afternoon. Snow begins this evening. Could see about half to 1 inch possible across south central Kansas. Our low 22, then clearing early Wednesday with a high 32. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 27 degrees. We have a northwest wind gusting to 24 miles per hour. 6:35, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Tuesday, January 26th, 2021. On this date in 1992, Democratic presidential candidate Bill Clinton, appearing with his wife Hillary on CBS 60 Minutes, acknowledged causing pain in my marriage, but said past problems were not relevant to the campaign. 1992. The game may not have ended how she wanted it to, but an 85-year-old Green Bay Packers fan is grateful that she got to see the green and gold play in Sunday's NFC title game. Fritzy Neitzel had never missed a playoff game at Lambeau Field. She still hasn't. But it took some work to maintain the streak. If Neitzel couldn't buy a seat despite being a longtime season ticket holder, her family then contacted the Spirit of Wisconsin Booster Club, which gives playoff tickets to those with compelling stories. And Neitzel was picked for Sunday's game. There was one final catch before Neitzel could catch the game because of COVID-19 rules. Cell phone tickets can't be transferred, so Steve Ewing of the Booster Club drove from Milwaukee to Green Bay to hand the woman the phone with the tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
In the end, the Packers lost to Tampa Bay, and that was the end of the story. But Fritzy had a happy day.
Well,
that's her life.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. That's her
life.
She's
been to a lot of cold football games.
Oh, you know it. Okay. Hey, here's an idea to help the Kansas City playoffs run to the big game on February 7th. We want to see your at-home Kansas City displays. Haven't put away those Christmas lights just yet? How about a light show showing support for our guys headed to the big game? We want to see. Submit your Kansas City display photo on Wichita's home of Chiefs football, KNSS Radio's website, to show just how much of an ultimate Kansas City team fan you are and what you're doing to celebrate their iconic second consecutive appearance at the game. Station judges will review all entries, and Friday, February 5th, will pick one winner who they think shows off their ultimate fandom to walk away with a brand-new 70-inch 4K smart LG TV.
What?
Valued at $800, courtesy of our good friends at Hefner TV and Electronics. Yeah, Hefner's putting it up.
Wow.
So show your Kansas City pride and submit your photo now at knssradio.com. Tony Deusing showed me yesterday, we put this up about 10 o'clock yesterday on the website, and he showed me that there's an icon there for you to submit your entry for that. How about that?
What is our website?
KNSSradio.com.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
I just wanted to make sure people knew what it was.
Well, see, I already knew that.
I know,
but I
maybe
didn't know
somebody
that you
out
didn't,
there that didn't
But
know.
There might be somebody out there who doesn't know it. KNSSradio.com. And I got to tell you, Greg.
Can you imagine a 70-inch TV?
Yeah.
That's massive.
I bought one from Greg the other day, but it wasn't 70 inches. It was bigger.
Woo!
That's LG. That's a good TV.
No kidding.
I have an LG. How about that? All right, coming up about an hour from now, in fact, 7:35 this morning, we'll talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meissner. And our Tuesday mornings with Pete have been, well, informative, sometimes amusing, and we'll see what he has to say today.
He's been real good about
keeping us up on what's going on with the shots and the vaccinations, which hasn't been much. We'll see him about an hour from now. 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Despite last week's cash cattle trade, price levels virtually unchanged, less cattle being sold, a negative cattle and feed report Friday, and large gains taking place in the grain markets yesterday, the cattle complex closed mostly positive. Now, most of the live cattle and feeder cattle contracts made new contract highs for the second straight session yesterday. Boxed beef prices continue to trade higher. Cold storage report showed that the beef stocks were up 11.3% versus a year ago. Pork was down 29.7%, and the lean hogs yesterday traded mostly higher and closed positive. April live cattle yesterday were 42 cents higher, 122.95. March feeders down 30 cents at 143.85, and April lean hogs 47 cents higher at 76.62. Now, Monday, the grain and soybean complexes traded below last week's lows, then rallied to close positive with double-digit gains. Buying returned today, or I should say yesterday, as the weekly export inspections were strong and the Brazilian bean harvest is running later than normal. The Kansas wheat good-to-excellent rating is at 43%, down 3 points from where it was at the first of the year. March KC wheat's a penny and three quarters higher this morning at 6.29. March corn's trading 7 1/4 higher, 5.18 3/4, with March soybeans up 13 1/4 at 13.56 3/4. March crude oil, 34 cents higher, 53.11. February gold's down $1.20 at 1854. The March S&P's 3.5 points higher now, 3852. March dollar index, 7 cents lower at $90.30. And the March Dow Jones futures up 63 points at 30,931. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Talking about that 70-inch TV from LG, from Hefner, and we've seen your TV, and it's not 70 inches. It's more like, what do you think that is? That across about 9 feet across that thing?
Mm-hmm.
How big is that screen on
Drive-in,
your TV?
Starlight size.
You know, we just bought a new TV for Hefner's, too. They're real good people to do business
you
with.
You did?
Well, yes, we did.
Bless your heart. How about that? Hey, the screen you have, though, and we've talked about this, because you had it out at a remote deal that you were doing, a show, and we were there at the same time. That dope. You figured out a way though to get that screen up there and get all of your numbers and figures up there at once. It's pretty nifty the way you've done that.
Well, that actually, Steve, that screen was part of the venue that we was at. We was just using their screen there. Now we bring other things to the show, but that actual screen was part of their venue.
Well, now I can't have anything to tease you about anymore.
You know, the funny thing about it, I was talking to a guy last night, and he was talking about you talking about the TV screen.
It's amazing what people latch on to, but I can't tease you about that anymore. It was a loner. All right, fine. We'll figure out something else, right, Ted?
That's exactly right, Steve.
Yeah, Steve kind of fancies you like a James Bond villain.
Yeah.
looking at all these events on your massive screen.
It's kind of like Blofeld, you know. He's got that white cat on his lap, and he's stroking it there, you know. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll find something to tease you about. All right. 642 is Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, resisting the retirement quagmire. I didn't even know there was one.
Oh, my.
Now I have to
resist
it.
Sounds dangerous.
Coming up, Steve. 10 in the morning on KNSS.